The following illustration is from George Herbert Morrison. When his friend Arthur Holman died, Tennyson fell into a deep depression. It seemed as if his foundations were shaken and his moral universe had fallen in ruins. And then, as Tennyson mourned the loss of his friend, he was struck with a brilliant hope by considering the shining Christian promise of eternity. Morrison continues, "Nothing could be more dreary than the inscriptions on old pagan tombstones. But visit a Christian cemetery and everything is different. The tombstones are radiant with trust in God." He goes on to write, "What millions have been saved from loss of faith in the hour when the heart was desolate and empty by the burning hope of a blessed eternity." Psalm 42. "Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." There are few things that brighten a despairing person's heart, like the promise of restoration. Even in the middle of the most horrible events in life, the promise that this temporary pain will end one day and a new life will begin can carry the believer forward. Job, the scriptural character, who is known for his level of suffering, himself held on to this promise of renewal, even as his circumstances threatened to consume him. Job chapter 19. "As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God." If you know Jesus as your Savior, you too can carry this promise with you through all the trials of life.